Bob.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is a show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm Asa Andrew, your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email, asaandrew.com. We are your prescription for change.
Let's go to Mike. Hi, Mike. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Doc. You there?
I'm here. Okay. Welcome.
Hi. I have a question. I was diagnosed with prostate cancer about a year and a half ago. I had the surgery. Mm-hmm. Had some serious radiation to my pelvic area. And now I'm on anti-hormonal medication.
Right.
And I'm young. I'm 44 years old, and got two daughters. My question is, I got two questions actually. What kind of diet what is a diet that I could have that would give me the best chance at survival on this disease? Second question is, mm-hmm. what supplements could I take?
All right. Well, let's start here. The food's your best medicine, always, no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
So when you say you've had surgery, did they remove everything?
They removed all the seminal vesicles. The prostate is gone. Everything else is intact.
Good. All right. Then here's a couple things we need to do. Now, are they planning on, they are going to plan on keeping on that medication. Here's the game plan. The game plan is that we need to change your food intake to make sure that you support healthy hormone levels, even though they've got you on the medication to suppress it. And I know that sounds kind of odd, but at the same time, you have to give your body everything it needs to function well.
Mm-hmm.
So for what I mean by that is, just regardless if they're trying to hold down testosterone, and the theory is if they do that, then it's going to keep the byproduct called DHT from circulating so much in the blood, and that could raise the potential for more cancer cells.
Mm-hmm.
So the way to do that, you can use let's start with supplements. You use indole-3-carbinol to block the body's ability to make DHT. And that really comes from broccoli and the cruciferous vegetables, like broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts. So you can eat those vegetables. That's great. But you can actually take a real high concentrated portion called indole-3-carbinol, and that's one of the activated ingredients in those vegetables that actually makes an impact with something like cancer cells, especially when you're dealing with testosterone conversion in the body. And that's something they're attempting to block right now,
right,
just to keep you in the safe zone.
Mm-hmm.
But you're eating, you're going to need to eat 3 meals a day at least, a couple snacks in between, and I would definitely follow my principles in the anti-inflammatory diet. That's in my book, Empowering Your Health. It's going to be a great guide to you. It's what we use clinically when somebody's dealing with any type of health challenge, including cancer.
Yeah.
So again, it's about giving your body all the raw materials that it needs to make the good, new, healthy cells every day, so it doesn't go back and make bad cells like it did before. So that's your foundation. Eating is pretty simple, just so you know. It's not going to be a hard change for you. It's not going to be real difficult. It should be fairly easy. Now, the other thing I would look into for sure on the supplement side are several things. So just kind of follow me on this. There is a tea that's out called Essiac tea, E-S-S-I-A-C. Incredible research on that in cancer cells and immune system, just how it supports the immune system. And you can drink the tea as much as you want throughout the day, 4 or 5 cups a day. Real simple, real easy to follow, but has a huge impact on the body.
Okay, what was that again?
It's called Essiac tea, E-S-S-I-A-C.
Okay.
EZIT is great, and it makes a real impact in the body. Now, there's a B12 called adenosyl cycobalamin. It's the A version of B12, and that's the one that you want to get. And there's methylcobalamin, cyanocobalamin. The injections that we use for injectable B12 is called cyanocobalamin. It works okay. But when you're dealing with the potential or kind of the after effects of cancer cells, the adenosyl cycobalamin is the better version of that B12. So if you start getting into some of these protocols, it works great supporting the immune system and supporting the body. Foundational Four, those are four supplements that you just can't do without. They're the four that we don't get in our food supply, and that's a good whole food multivitamin, digestive enzymes to break down your food, cod liver oil, and then also the probiotics. Probiotics put the good bacteria back in the digestive tract. So you take about 4 in the morning on an empty stomach, 4 in the evening on an empty stomach, and that'll do great. Other little things like vitamin E, that's kind of a gimme. You can do 400, 800 IUs a day. Great research on how it prevents our bodies from getting cancer. Vitamin C, high levels of vitamin C. But again, these are supplements. And I am a lot of times people want to take supplements instead of medication. And there's a lot of alternatives. You can definitely do that. But the reality is the foods that you're putting inside your body every day, they're going to make the greatest impact over the long term. And the good news is you made it through. You made it through prostate cancer. They treated you, and everything seems to be going, great. And I'm excited for you. But now it's come up, like you're saying, with a game plan. So moving forward, we can do everything we can to keep your body from regenerating the bad cells, which we don't want it to do, and keep making more good cells so you can thrive as you keep moving into your future, because you're young, no doubt about it. And I will tell you this, maca root, even though you're taking the suppressing medications for the testosterone, the maca root can help offset that a little bit without having a negative impact. And I would talk to your doctor after some time has gone by and see if they're okay with easing up on that medication a little bit, because I'm kind of torn on that therapy a little. Again, your oncologist is going to have the final say, but at the end of the day, if you can block the DHT from happening, such as with the drugs like Proscar, finasteride, any of those, then the potential is that the cells won't come back. And I know they're being extra careful, but at the same time, you do need some healthy levels of testosterone, I believe, from if you just look at basic body physiology to function well. So it's a cost-benefit type thing, and that's why they're weighing it out. And again, standard protocol is what you're doing, so you're not doing anything out of the norm. It's normal. But after some period of time has gone by, remember, 5-year is usually the rule. So after some time has gone by, hopefully they'll let you wean down a little bit. But do everything you can to support your body right now. Get my book, Empowering Your Health. Read it, and read it cover to cover. I've got a lot in there about cancer. I talk a lot about how to stabilize your body, how to build up hormone levels the right way, how to stabilize every area of the body, get it functioning and making good new cells. It's just a great guide. It'll be a great guide for you. So those are some quick things to do that I gave you tonight. Go from there and keep me posted. 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with tonight? Let's talk about it. Regardless of whatever it is, whatever your health challenge might be, you can always get your health back. Cynthia from Atlanta, Georgia writes, I've been struggling with anxiety and I really don't know what to do. What do you suggest? Well, when you're dealing with anxiety, there's several things. Anxiety, number one, always has to do with GABA levels. And GABA is a neurotransmitter, and it's one of the four. You've got dopamine, serotonin, acetylcholine, and then also GABA. And GABA is the one that deals with anxiety. So the foods you want to avoid for GABA levels are peanuts, walnuts, hazelnuts, almonds. So you want to build up GABA levels in the blood first, and that's what's going to help support it and bring anxiety levels down. GABA is the only inhibitory neurotransmitter. You want to keep it built up. And the more you build it up, the more your body.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, they're calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper. copper are 99% pure. H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials. When you want the best in healthy choices, turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
lines are open this hour, 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Let's go to Melina. Hi, Melina.
I have insulin resistance due to PCOS.
Okay.
And my doctor refuses to take me off metformin, even though it worsened my endometriosis. So now I've had a full hysterectomy. I'm looking for a way to take an alternate medicine or if there's a way to get better nutrition so that I don't have these hormone issues.
All right. So you're still taking the metformin. Your doctor refuses to take you off, right?
Yes.
Okay. No matter what, you've talked, you've asked, you've come up,
that's
asked for
third
different...
time. Yeah, he's losing his temper with me, and I'm like, if you're not going to help me, give me a referral.
Yeah, I got it. It can be frustrating, because you're in a place right now, I completely get it. All right, well, have you changed any diet, made any dietary changes at all? Because that's really the key.
Okay, good.
Okay, so what have you changed?
Well, they had me on a rotation diet, but I have a lot of allergies and sensitivities.
Mm-hmm.
So once I got my surgery in October, I decided I was going to take control of my health. So
good.
I started eating four times more protein, only half the carbs and half of the vegetables. And so I'm basically eating red meat once or twice a day, plus broccoli or green beans, and then an apple every 2 hours. And I've lost 6 sizes. And but my
fantastic.
Blood sugar,
that's great.
Well, like 216. So, yeah, I feel a lot better. I just want to continue getting healthy.
Yeah, I get it. Now, what about fats? Are you eating much fat in your diet?
Not much. I was listening to your program last week about the cod liver oil being so much better than the fish capsules.
Right.
And I had changed my fish intake, but it sounds like that's something that I need to do.
For sure. But in all your meals, when you have, what did you say, you eat an apple? Twice a day or something?
Apples 4 to 5 times a day every 2 hours because I was having insulin flood. So I eat really small meals 4 times a day plus the apples.
Okay, I got it. When you eat those apples, add in a little handful of some kind of nuts like almonds, walnuts, or cashews, something like that.
Okay.
Just a little handful, and I'll tell you why. Even though apples are real low glycemic and they don't cause a lot of the blood sugar to raise, the little bit that it does, the fat content from the nuts will actually even stabilize it more.
Okay.
And it's almost like a natural insulin or blood sugar stabilizer when you mix a fat with a carbohydrate.
Mm-hmm.
Low glycemic, that is, not like a potato. that's a different ball game, but you already know
right.
that. So here's some minerals.
A1C,
yes. Yeah, your A1C. Here's some minerals, though, that really help, and there's been some really good research around it. We use it, actually, all the physicians that we have. We use it clinically to stabilize people when they're dealing with diabetes. So here they are. Chromium picolinate, 200 micrograms with each meal.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Then you can use alpha lipoic acid. Then also manganese is really good, and vanadium. And vanadium sometimes is hard to find. They used to call it vanadyl sulfate. But now they make it in an ionic vanadium. It's a lot cleaner and it's a lot easier for your body to handle. Do you struggle with depression at all?
Yes.
But are you taking med for it?
I'm taking Cymbalta, and they want me to take 100 milligrams of it now. And they're trying to say that I have some kind of immune disorder now, that's fibromyalgia and rheumatoid arthritis. But I just think that a lot of it goes back to diet because I grew up overseas and everything was lean and organic. And as soon as I came to the States, I started getting sick.
Doesn't that say a lot? It says a lot, doesn't it?
It really does.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal. What they're actually telling you right now, how everything's kind of linked with depression and whatnot, there is a link. And it really is more along the lines of serotonin, that neurotransmitter. Let me tell you how to balance that, because Cymbalta, although it's not really it's not a bad medication, it's actually pretty decent. It's not horrible. I mean, we use it clinically and we see people do well on it. But just so you know, there is other alternatives to stabilize your brain chemistry. Brain chemistry is everything. If your mind is right and your mind is strong and it's stable and it's balanced, you can accomplish so much in the body. You really can. So here's some foods that you want to eat on a regular basis. Now, one of them you're doing often, which I'm excited about, the red meat, because I don't have a lot of people that do a lot of red meat and still think it's horrible for them and it's going to clog their arteries, and that's just crazy.
The doctor's trying to tell me it'll strain my kidneys.
Yeah, it won't. I mean, it's a great idea. I'm just glad you're doing that. So mushrooms are really good. Fish, chicken, spinach, and turkey, and the red meat, those are all good foods that will keep your serotonin levels raised. Supplements that you can take, you can't take 5-HTP because of the Cymbalta, but what you can do is you can take vitamin B6 in a version of called pyridoxal 5-phosphate. That's P5P. There's also pyridoxine. It's a different version of B6, but go with the P5P. That's going to be the one that helps. And niacinamide. Niacinamide is a version of vitamin B3, and that'll help balance things out.
I was reading up on the vitamins, and I knew I needed to take one, but it's hard to figure out exactly which one to take.
Yeah, it is. It's a tough thing. But, you know, you really can weather through this. I hope you know that. You're not stuck. You really can get well. I mean, the body can change. And if you stay as aggressive as you are and as hopeful as you are to find the answers, then you will. You just got to get a plan together and just work your plan. That's it. And I know you're frustrated with your doctor, and it's one of those things. It's good to stand up to your physician. It is. They have your, hopefully, my hope is always, and I think it would be with any physician, is that they would have your best interest at heart. I mean, that's why we all go to school. And that's why we study hard. I mean, there can be an argument there. But most physicians are out to have your best interest at heart. And their standard medical care, their standard of care, meaning standard treatments for certain conditions, and everybody gets in the box, and sometimes we can't get out of the box. But just keep looking and keep searching like you're doing right now. Educate yourself and look for some physicians that can be on your team and can walk with you through the process. But get started with some of these principles. Get my book, Empowering Your Health. Read through it and learn a lot of the principles in there and apply that to your life. And that's going to make a big difference. But add those minerals in and add the fats to your diet. That's going to make a huge difference with what you're going through, darling. Thanks for the call.
Are you over 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus can help by boosting your own body's nitric oxide levels. Heart Factors Plus worked for tens of thousands of men and women. Here's what they had to say. Dennis from New Jersey writes, I've been taking Heart Factors Plus for a while now. It definitely helped with my blood pressure. I am very pleased with this product and recommend it without reservation. Suzanne from Maryland writes, after hearing about Heart Factors Plus on the radio, I ordered some for my husband. His blood pressure is great, plus he doesn't have any side effects. He's on his fourth month now. Boosting nitric oxide levels directly affects your blood pressure. It also keeps your arteries clean and strong. Better circulation and blood flow also boosts libido and sexual function. Call 800-543-6619. 800-543-6619. To try Heart Factors Plus absolutely risk-free, call now and get a free bottle with your order. Call 800-543-6619. That's 800-543-6619. 800-543-6619.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle, and you could win the grand prize of a catered party Barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udy's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out, asaandrew.com. If you haven't signed up for our weekly email newsletter, you need to. It's free information, great information, I think, to empower your health and your life. We're always talking about Medicare. Well, Medicaid has now come out, and they're saying they're going to quit paying for preventable events. So the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid has announced that the hospitals and healthcare providers will no longer be reimbursed for treating their Medicare patients, Medicaid patients, for illnesses, injuries, or readmissions that should have been prevented in the first place. So a final rule announced Wednesday enacts a portion of the Affordable Care Act that prohibits states from making Medicaid payments to providers for conditions that are deemed reasonably preventable. So if the provider just says, oops, I forgot to do this, you need to come back in, then guess what? You're not going to get things paid for. So it lands on the provider. So in 2008, Medicare stopped reimbursing hospitals for treating conditions, infections, or illnesses that were acquired in the hospital and for any readmissions associated with treating those hospital-acquired conditions. So the liability now is falling more on the hospital or the individual provider in their location. The Medicaid list of what is preventable mirrors the Medicare list, which includes transfusing the wrong blood type, falls in the result of a dislocation, fractures or head injuries, burns and electrical shocks, catheter-associated urinary tract infections, surgical site infections after bariatric surgery or coronary artery bypass, and manifestations of poor glycemic control. In addition, the CMS has issued national coverage decisions stating that Medicare won't pay for certain so-called never events, those which should never happen. So including performing the wrong procedure, performing the procedure on the wrong body part, or performing the correct procedure but on the wrong patient, which happens all the time. You would not believe how much that happens. It's funny to watch surgeons actually go in and mark on the patient before they do surgery. Now they'll take these big black magic markers and they'll just write all over the body part that they're supposed to be working on, whether it's a
mastectomy, or they're removing a lump in a breast, or working on a shoulder, or a leg, or a knee, or an ankle. It's just it's almost comical because of this right here. Because they've had multiple meetings, guarantee you, and they're saying, look, if you mess up, not only is it on you, it's on us, and we don't get paid. And so everybody's working together on that. And it's good policy because it's going to cause people to tighten up and double check and not be so negligent in certain ways. I mean, we're all human, and humans make mistakes. I get all that. But this is definitely going to create a checks and balance system within the system that can be helpful in many, many ways. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You can check us out, asaandrew.com. If you want to shoot me an email there, I'll be glad to take it and make it part of the show. Or if you want me to answer it in private, we'll be glad to do that as well. Let's go to Stephen now. Hi, Stephen.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. How can I help?
Yeah, I know pharmaceutical companies are developing antibiotics as fast as possible, and yet the bacteria are becoming more mutant and resistant to them all the time. I'm curious about the advertisements I've seen for colloidal silver and even devices that people can make their own colloidal silver. Would you want to comment on colloidal silver as an antibiotic, please?
I do. I'm a big fan, real big fan. Colloidal silver actually plays a big role in the antibiotic process. It's one of the best natural forms of an antibacterial or an antiviral that we have. And so it's interesting that you brought this up because I think I've seen studies where it's in some instances that it can be just as strong as some of your, I would say, medium grade antibiotics or medium potent antibiotics in some ways. But at the end of the day, you know, antibiotics are a gold standard. If you're looking at it from more of a natural perspective, though, and you're not dealing with some just radical infection that you need some real aggressive antibiotic for, then I'll tell you a better option for that is what's called ionic silver. The molecules are a little bit smaller. Colloidal silver, the molecules are quite large, and it's hard for the body to utilize them and break them down as much. The ionic silver has smaller molecule size that the body is more it's more favorable for the body. So that's, if you're looking into that, it might be something you want to consider looking into as far as the different types of the silver, as far as ionic versus colloidal. But as far as silver being good overall, it's phenomenal for being antibacterial, really good for the immune system, building the immune system. And, you know, a lot of times some naturopathic physicians that I've talked with actually recommend taking like two or three drops of an ionic silver or a colloidal silver and just as a maintenance dose, like an everyday kind of thing to keep the immune system strong. Now, I'm not a big advocate of that, but I have heard and seen and talked with many naturopathic physicians that are kind of in that line of thinking as far as the silver goes. But it's been around forever, and it's kind of one of those, it's almost like a home remedy in a sense. I mean, it's like almost like great grandmothers talked about silver almost as much as they did cod liver oil for overall health. And so it contains a lot of great properties, and it's really good topically too. And it's got great benefits from a topical perspective. So if you've got infections, you cut yourself, you know, it's like a Neosporin type situation. It's really good for external use as far as keeping the skin clean and keeping bacteria out. And again, that's for minor issues. You don't want to get some big gaping gash. You want to bring out the big guns. But for your everyday kind of thing, it's really good, and it works very well. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. Carl in Alabama says, I've just been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. Well, Carl, welcome to the club. So many people in America are, and it's just becoming almost an epidemic. And he says, I'm ready to get well. Can you help me? Well, I can give you some ideas that might be helpful to you. I mean, type 2 diabetes, you have to look at what it is. And we talk about it, we hear about it, but do we really understand what's going on? And it's pretty much where the pancreas, which is a gland in the body, very important one, by the way, which produces a hormone called insulin. And insulin actually helps regulate the blood sugar in the body. So, for example, you go eat a donut and you drink a big glass of orange juice. Well, that's going to throw your blood sugar through the roof, right? So the pancreas secretes a hormone called insulin. Insulin goes out, says, hey, boys, we've got to pull this blood sugar back down, and it brings the blood sugar back down, and it makes everybody happy, okay? Which is called homeostasis in the body. It brings it to a balance point. Well, you do that all day long. So you have a horrible breakfast. Then for lunch, you go out and you eat fast food and French fries. Well, there goes your blood sugar up again. And then insulin has to do that all over again. You eat, what, a drink of Coke and maybe a candy bar at 3 o'clock because you're hungry and you're at work. And then, of course, you crash from severe hypoglycemia after that. And then so you've got the constant influx. And then for dinner, you eat a bunch of garbage again. So your blood sugar goes up in carbohydrates, and then the insulin pulls it back down. So this yo-yo effect goes on, Carl, and this is not just you, and I'm not picking on you. I'm just telling you this is what it is, and this is our lifestyle in America. And so it goes up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, all day long for weeks and months and years. Finally, your pancreas just says, you know what? I'm throwing in the towel. I'm beat up, worn out, burnt out, and I just can't do this anymore. It begins to shut down. The receptors for insulin in the body begin to decrease. You start heading toward a condition called metabolic syndrome, and it just becomes a big mess, big nightmare. And one of the great things about type 2 diabetes is it takes so long for so many people to get into it. That's why they call it adult onset, because they've eaten poorly for a long period of time, and then they get into a place where their body just begins to break down, and the pancreas just says, I'm done. Well, the good news is that if you can get the body functioning well, you can get those receptors receiving. Not only does the pancreas start slowing down its production of insulin, but the receptors kind of get shot down. Well, if you can get the body receiving the insulin again and getting it producing it better, that's where you get the victory. And in type 2 diabetes, if you're saying, is there a way out? Is there an option? Yeah, there is. There most definitely is. And you have to come to a place where you're willing to get radical, because there's no way you can maintain and just make a couple of little baby steps and be okay. This is where you have to get radical. You have to say, all right, I've been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. It's a big deal. And I don't want to be diagnosed with this thing anymore. I want to beat it. And so your diet has to be radical. It has to change in a major way. Processed foods, all of inflammatory foods have to go away. And three meals a day, a couple of snacks in between, they all have to be focused around balancing blood sugar, meaning that each meal would contain an equal amount of lean protein source like a chicken, fish, beef, or egg, low glycemic carbohydrate so it doesn't spike your blood sugar levels up too much, like fruits and vegetables, and then good healthy fats like almonds, walnuts, cashews, all the nuts except peanuts, and the fish oils and whatnot. When you put the good fats in along with a lean protein, it stops the blood sugar from raising too much. The protein and the fat put a governor or a buffer on the body's ability to push blood sugar up, and it helps regulate insulin. So that's an option that you can look at. It's really, I mean, food can become our best medicine in so many ways. And so it's a really good way to look at it when you're dealing with type 2 diabetes. And one thing I'd encourage you, a lot of physicians now, hospitals, they have what are called diabetes educators and their own staff, because it's obviously become such an epidemic, they actually have trained staff to do that. And a lot of times they're RDs, and sometimes they just have they may be an RN that have studied a lot of nutrition, and different hospitals do it different ways. But you might want to meet with them and talk to them about some of these concepts that we're talking about and see what they say, because when you sit down with someone that can counsel you on a regular basis and give you a good game plan, that's really the way to go. And that's definitely the way you don't just want to try to wing it on your own. You definitely want to have a game plan, a solid game plan too. Followed up with blood work. And so obviously they're looking at your blood sugar on a regular basis, but they're checking everything else as well. So now you're changing things. You're making better progress. Exercise is so important with type 2 diabetes. Even if you don't feel like you're overweight, exercise is important. It increases insulin receptor availability. And of course it also helps with cardiovascular health, which in turn, it's all a big cascade, and they all can kind of interconnect with each other. So a couple things to think about. There are supplements that are helpful, and that can be a little bit challenging for the body. So the overall concept is bilberry extract, not a big fan for that when it comes down to supplements and dealing with anything blood sugar related. Hope that helps. 888-283-7270.
Hey, folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicine.
Well, I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, When I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her. Literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. 8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out, asaandrew.com. This is the show where your health really is your greatest wealth. Let's go now to Bruce. Hi, Bruce.
How are you?
I'm living well. What's up?
Okay. My question is, if I was needing to get more magnesium in my diet, what type of supplement, in other words, in your opinion, do supplements work? And if they do, I go to a drugstore, what type should I get? And I eat a lot of magnesium-rich foods, but I was just curious if I could get the same benefit from a supplement.
You can. You can actually get really good benefits from a supplement, and they do work. But, again, going to the drugstore and getting supplements is very different than going to, say, a health food store and getting a whole food-based magnesium supplement. It's going to have a totally different absorption rate. The body's going to handle it completely different. What makes you think you're deficient in magnesium? Have you had a test done, blood test? What's telling you that?
I have, like, AFib, you know, where your heart skips down, man. And I've noticed when I eat a lot of magnesium-rich foods, it seems to help. You know, they don't occur as much.
Okay.
I was just curious, like when you say that I go to a health food store, do they have vitamins there also?
They do. Yeah, health food store. For the most part, when you say health food store, it's, I know you're thinking groceries, but at the same time, they do have a lot of the organic foods and gluten-free and all the specialty kind of foods. But, yeah, they usually carry a large line of whole food supplements. And, you know, most health food stores nowadays, especially the mom-and-pop ones, meaning like Whole Foods and Trader Joe's and Earth Fare and Green Life, there's a lot of those types of stores. But even the smaller kind of mom-and-pop are good places to go because a lot of times when a husband owns it or a guy owns it, a wife owns it or a lady owns it, whatever, a lot of times they're so into it that it's their passion. And they're going to have everything and they're going to know everything that you would even want to ask them about. So, I mean, that's something that I would encourage you to do. And if you haven't, I mean, I understand the magnesium helping with the flutters and AFib and all. I will tell you this, one of the best things that can help from a nutritional perspective are a lot of the dark leafy green vegetables are very beneficial because they're high in B vitamins. And a multi-B complex of some kind can be beneficial in those kind of situations because the B complex vitamins, the B vitamins are the multivitamin of the heart. And that along with CoQ10 has good research on it to help in those kind of situations. And I know physicians that actually recommend that to their patients. And so that's something you might want to look into. But it's a B-complex vitamin and CoQ10. They both have real good research on it in the line of things like AFib and in the lines of just irregularities is probably a better way to put it, of the heart. So it's just something to consider. And if people are under a lot of stress and they burn through the B-vitamins like it's crazy, you also burn through CoQ10. So that's something that a lot of people that struggle with, you know, stressful lifestyles and whatnot in America, they tend to do that. So a lot of cardiologists that understand more of the natural-based care, because there's so much research out on those two things, will end up recommending that many times. Now, another thing, too, just to kind of throw at you, magnesium, obviously getting it in the food is really important, but you can see that in a blood test as well. So I encourage you to get your blood work done every 6 months. They can do some real basic tests, very inexpensive, and a lot of times insurance will cover it for those kind of things, and you can get a good kind of update on what's going on inside your blood. The blood changes every 90 to 120 days. And if we don't check our blood work on a regular basis, meaning every 6 months, I think we miss too much and we allow too much potential for the changing of the body that we would never otherwise recognize if we didn't see it in the blood work. And that's why it's so important. And that's why I was asking you, just symptom-wise, or maybe if there were labs that were telling you that you're low in magnesium. So anyway, I'll tell you a good resource as well is lifestyleresearch.org. It's a good resource for that. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out, asaandrew.com. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth, and the truth is that you can make changes that will be radical. But you have to want it. And that's what I talk so much to people about all the time, is that the choices that they make today can and will determine
the kind of health they're going to have tomorrow. But you have to be willing to make that change. You can't rely on anyone else. You can't think just a supplement's going to change everything in your life. It has to be a mindset change. Do you want to get well? That's the question. And you have to have the answer. Somewhere deep down, you have to have the desire that you want to get well. You want to stay well. You want to live well. And you want to live a different life than you have in the past. And the reality is, if you want to live that kind of life, you can. But it's a matter of wanting to change. And no one can make you change but you. See, that's the reality of it when it comes down to it. And it's challenging because many times it's tough. You got to exercise. And when you go from never exercising to starting to walk every single day, it's a new deal. You might be sore. It might be tough to get out of bed and do it. You may have to do it early in the morning to change your eating habits, to go from eating fast food all the time to preparing your meals, cutting down on the inflammatory foods, following the anti-inflammatory diet in my book, Empowering Your Health, that you can get at empoweringyourhealth.com. And those kind of things, when you start reading books like mine and you start listening to things like on the radio here and with our new television show coming up, and when you start hearing these principles, it's like people listen to the show all the time and they've read my book many times. And it's like they hear the information over and over and over again, and finally after 20 times, they go, oh, I get it. And it hits them between the eyes. And that's okay. If I have to say the same things over and over again, I will. And I do. Because I care about people and wanting to see you be able to live well. And the reality is, if you start making better choices, that's where the change comes from. And that's where you can grow and go to the next level in your health and with your life. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, John Garrison, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. I'm Asa Andrew, your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any
question. Hey, folks, you heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicines.
I do take it for myself. I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her. Literally, I air expressed it up to her. Within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's AminoActive.